Exodus chapter 3, and we will continue on from my last time, from which we did chapter 2. And so Exodus chapter 3. Now Moses was pasturing the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the west side of the wilderness and came to Oreb, the mountain of God. The angel of the Lord appeared to him in a blazing fire from the midst of a bush, and he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, yet the bush was not consumed. So Moses said, I must turn aside now and see this marvelous sight, why the bush is not burned up. When the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. Then he said, Do not come near here. Remove your sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. He also said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Then Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. Let's pray, huh? Yeah, Father, we thank you, God, this morning, Lord. We continue to pray for P. Sam, Lord, who's not feeling well. We pray, God, that you will continue to bring healing over his body, Lord. And we ask, God, that you will be with him and his family, bring covering over them. And Lord, this morning, as we come before you, Lord, we open our hearts and our ears to you. Lord, speak to us, Lord, what it is that you desire to say to us. And so, God, we thank you, Lord. We love you. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So as I've been going through my EMPs, I've been kind of going through the book of Exodus. And so now we're on to Exodus 3. And when I was reading Exodus 3, I mean, there's a whole lot that we can take out of Exodus 3, and I'll probably go on a little bit more next time I do this as well. But for this morning, when I was reading Exodus 3, there was one particular part of Exodus 3 that really stood out to me, and I guess I've been really doing that the last few times, kind of picking in which things I feel like God's speaking, and it comes from verse 1 all the way to verse 4, right? But the verse that really keyed in on was this, was it says, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a blazing fire from which the midst of the bush, and he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, yet the bush was not consumed. Verse 3, so Moses said, I must turn aside now to see this marvelous sight, why the bush is not burned up. When the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. You know, what's really interesting for me, and especially as someone who's reading the Bible and all these sort of things, and for all of us as Christians, I'm sure, we often come to verses like this, we read it, we skim over it, and we continue with the rest of the story. And what I mean by that is oftentimes when we're reading the Bible, a lot of times we look at miracles like a burning bush or someone getting healed or God building something or taking away rain or bringing rain, all these sort of things. And it's kind of like, oh yeah, you know, we know that happens and we move on. We don't really try to find any significance in what's happening or appreciate what it is that God's doing at that time. And so much so, we often miss what it is that God's trying to speak to us. Well, I mean, first of all, burning bushes don't come very often. I mean, the reality is, it's not like, we walk every day and we see a burning bush. Actually, in fact, when we went to Israel, basically the guy that was in Egypt told us that he showed us the burning bush. I'm not entirely, convinced that it was the burning bush. He said that, you know, it was the burning bush because it stayed green all year and it's not supposed to, all these sort of things. Anyway, I digress. The point is, it's not something that happens often. And so when we read this and we take a look at what's happening, remember at this point, one of his sheep went astray. And so he went to look for a sheep and he sees this burning bush. And we continue to say, oh yeah, and then he meets with God. But something that we often miss, and for me personally, I felt like God was speaking to me that I often miss, was this idea, and it says this, that when Moses saw the burning bush, he said, I must turn aside now and see this marvelous sight, why the bush is not burned up. And then God said, and then it says, when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, then he called to him, Moses, Moses. See, when we read this passage, typically we think it is a linear line of events in which God has called to Moses. And so it was one of those things that, there's a burning bush. And so obviously he's going to go. And then God speaks to him. But that is actually not the case at all. In fact, when we read this, we realize that it requires for God to show him a sign or to at least do something in which it gets his attention. But Moses has to make the choice to go and seek after him and to say, what is it that's happening here right now? Right? It's not as simple as saying, oh, there is a miracle happening or there's something happening and this must be God, and he continues to go on with what's happening. But he actually has to make the cognitive decision to say, I need to go find out what this is. Now, why is this standing out to me and why is this so important to us as Christians? It's the fact that I believe, you know, and this may not necessarily be the explicit teaching, but I think something for us to be able to see is that our spiritual growth really requires for us to be able to recognize the works of God and to be willing to respond to when God speaks to us. In fact, what it really speaks to me, and when I was reading, it reminded me of 2 Peter chapter 1. You don't have to turn there. I can just read it to you, and it, 2 Peter 1, verse 5, and it says, now for this very reason also, applying all diligence in your faith, supply moral excellence, and in your moral excellence knowledge, and in your knowledge self-control, and in your self-control perseverance, and in your perseverance godliness, and in your godliness brotherly kindness, and your brotherly kindness love. For if these qualities are yours and increasing, they render you neither useless nor unfruitful in the true knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. See, 2 Peter 1, verse 5 to 9, is labeled as the verse in which preachers and most scholars believe is the verse that speaks on spiritual disciplines and spiritual formations. See, what Peter is really talking about is the need for us as Christians, when we come to the Word of God and when we come into the house of God and when we come into our spiritual growth, is that we actually have to personally make effort into our spiritual growth. Now, the reason why this is important to us is, you know, sometimes as Christians, we do have a lackadaisical sort of, you know, idea when it comes to who it is that we are as and what it is that God does in our lives. And what I mean by that is, you know, sometimes we'll go towards something and say, you know, if God wants me to learn it, you know, he'll learn it for me, right? Or if God wants me to do it, you know, he'll make it clear and he'll show me, he'll do it, right? Or, you know, if God wants me to or have this gift, then, oh, you know, he'll just give it to me. But actually, that is not the case. I mean, yes, God does want to give it and he does want to do it for us, but what really it's speaking to is this idea that when it comes to our spiritual lives, it requires for us to make diligent efforts in being able to grow in Christ, right? And the idea of these diligent efforts really speaking to the idea of going and seeking after God, right? Praying for the gifts and not just waiting for God to, oh, if he wants to, he'll do it, right? Praying that we grow, right? Making every effort in serving so that we grow, and not just simply waiting on God in this way. Now, I want to make it very clear. It's not us that does it. Even if we make the effort to do it, God still needs to move in us. But the idea is we still need to make that effort. And so in the same way, when Moses saw the burning bush and God was making the sign for him, he still had to go and seek after God. And it wasn't until he sought after him that God spoke to him and said, Moses, Moses. Now, what I believe the teaching from this really is this, is in our walks and in our lives, how aware of us, that, or how aware are we that God is always moving around us? And how quickly are we to be able to identify the things that happen to, one, the works of God, and more importantly, answered prayer? One of the books I've been reading quite recently by Sean Boltz, and he talks about hearing God's voice, and what he says is, oftentimes as Christians, we don't recognize that God is speaking to us because we're not looking out for God to speak at all. In fact, this is, you know, Henry Blackaby says something quite similar. He'll say, actually, most of the time, we do not recognize the works of God because we're not looking for God to be working in the first place. And so what we need to do, and I think what Moses is giving us an idea of, is for us to really continue to grow and to seek God, for us to be able to understand what God's doing, we need to have this attitude in which we need to, you know, recognize that God is working by being able to connect God's work with answered prayer, God's work with what it is that we're going through, God's work with and believing that he's always working around us, so that we're constantly on the lookout for opportunities in which God is speaking to us. And really, I think this is the pinnacle of, you know, oftentimes what PCM talks about, the spirituality of the connectedness of God and connectedness of our spiritual lives with God, right? Not just moving through our lives and kind of going from point A to point B, working and praying and then kind of leaving God's presence, but to continually be saying, God, what is it that you're doing in me, through me, and around me right now? Because I think if we don't do that, oftentimes we miss the signs of God and we miss the opportunity in which God wants to speak to us and to move in our lives. And so, you know, let the Holy Spirit speak to us in this way. Are there things that you've been praying for? Are there things that you've been asking for God to move in? Are there necessarily things that you've been asking for God to show you and to reveal to you? And if the answer to that is yes, do we then, or do you then, look for those opportunities around you? Do you keep your eyes up to be able to say, God, is this you? Are you trying to speak to me? And when these opportunities come, do you consistently try to go before God and to say, Lord, what are you trying to speak to me through this? Because unless we do that, it would be very easy for us to miss the answered prayer or even God moving in our lives in this way. And so I have a very short EMP today. I only felt like God only spoke to me in this one point. But are we diligent in seeking him, right? Are we diligent in making opportunity for God to reveal himself to us, right? Remember, it's the burning bush came, Moses had to react to it. Then God spoke to him and said, Moses, Moses, I have this for you, right? It wasn't just burning bush and then Moses instantly knew. It was Moses had to go, he had to respond to God, and then God revealed himself to him. And so, why don't we close our eyes as Pastor Andrew comes up. Maybe this morning as P. Andrew sings over us, there's something we can pray for. Right. God, help me to be aware of your works around me. Help me to be aware of when you speak to me, as Sean Bolt talks about, right? Help me to be aware when you're calling me into your presence so that I can respond to you, so that I can come before you when I see your works. Now, burning bushes really don't come by that often these days, right? I personally have never seen a burning bush, right? I haven't even heard the audible voice of God. However, God is always at work around me, right? He does speak, and he is still speaking. And something that I pray for every day is the recognition to say, God, help me to recognize your works today. And so as Pastor Andrew leads us, let's ask him right now, Lord, help me see your works today. Help me be able to come before you so that you can speak and that I can follow. So let's pray. Water.
living breath of life, come fill me up. We are hungry, we are hungry, we are hungry for more of you. We are thirsty, oh Jesus, we are thirsty for more of you.
Something that's very encouraging from this for me also as well is we see that not only did God want to speak to Moses, he made it abundantly clear to him. And so maybe we can pray for something else this morning too, is maybe God is already speaking to us. Let's pray that we're not so busy looking after our, you know, for Moses, his work was just sheep. But we're not so busy looking after our work or looking after our livelihood that we miss the voice of God and his works. So let's thank him. Yeah, God, thank you that you speak. But help me not to overlook what you say as well. So let's pray. Let's turn to our community focus. Let's pray for those suffering from cancer and cancer-related issues. Let's pray for full and complete healing over them. Let's pray Isaiah 53 that by His stripes that they are healed. Let's pray for comfort over their families and peace over their minds and God's providence for whatever need that they have. Let's pray. Pray for those in need of healing from non-cancer related issues, but also in need of spiritual healing as well. Let's pray that God reveals His Son to them and that they'll come to know Him. Let's pray for healing for those in need from other infirmities. Let's pray for God's covering as well, and let's pray for His full healing. Pray for those looking for work. Let's pray for God to provide for them all their needs. Let's pray for covering too over emotions. It can be difficult if it's been a long time. Let's also pray that God prepares their hearts for whatever mission field that He's called them to. And so let's lift up. Let's turn to our mission focus. Let's pray for China. Let's pray for SP Beijing and Chloe and Enoch. Let's pray for covering over their families. Pray for SPSH, the future plant. Pray for the Chong family, Matt and Nate's parents, and the churches in China. But let's really pray for covering, especially over these next few months as the new laws are really being enforced now. And so let's really pray for protection. Pray that whatever happens, right, it can't stop God's church from propagating in this way. And so let's pray for the people and that God will reign in China. Let's pray for the board. Let's pray for Peace Sam and Sandro, Max, Jackie, Connie, Ken, Marcus, Sue, and Mon. Let's really pray for covering over them. Pray for protection over the families. Let's pray for wisdom as they work, and efficiency as well, as many of them are quite busy, but they spend a lot of time in decisions of the church. And so let's lift up. Let's lift up our fellowship ministries, young adults, single life, Yahweh, men's ministry, and women's ministry. Let's pray for all their activities. Let's pray for the single life retreat. They'll be coming up as well. And so let's really pray that God will move powerfully in our singles. So let's lift them up. Let's pray for SP 2.0. We all continue to pray into the prophetic word that we received as a church that will have a new building, and there'll be a benefactor. So let's pray for the benefactor. Let's pray for the blessing over them, whoever it is. Let's continue to pray for our vision fund and pray for the renovations that's happening on the third floor right now that'll finish quickly as it's we need the space for our kids. And so let's lift them up. Lastly, let's lift up our house churches happening tonight. Let's pray for Blue Pool, Cimbria, Causeway Bay, EastEnders, Ireland, Lido, Lion Rock, New Conduit, and TSD. Let's pray that they're going to have an amazing time of fellowship. And then let's pray that the Holy Spirit will just come and blast them. And so let's pray. Yeah, Father, we thank you, Lord, for today, God. And we thank you, God, that you're always at work around us and that you desire to speak to us. And so, Lord, we just want to give you our hearts, Lord, our minds, our souls, and our spirits. Father, we know we need to be responsible in the things that you've given to us, Lord. But Father, help us, Lord, to also be able to hear from you and to seek your face with diligence as well. And so, God, I thank you for my friends today, Lord. I pray that as they go, Lord, that they will go in your grace and mercy. Bless them, Lord. Bless the works of their hands. Prosper them, God, that they may be an influence, God, in wherever area that you've placed them to be. And so, Lord, we thank you for today, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Bless you guys. Have a great time of prayer, and we'll see you back tomorrow.